Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, Mike and I were just having a conversation. Look, we don't know what we're going to be or what this is going to look like in, and I'm going to say 3 weeks, because we've got 10 of our final 13 games to end the month of June against Mets and Phillies. So I'm just going to say 3 weeks. In 3 weeks, we will know. I will know what this team is and where we look at, what we're looking at for the month of July when you start looking at the trade deadline. And I'm not going to sit here and fool you or fool myself. As much as I think we can be a contender, we haven't looked like one. But with that said, one of the things we haven't done enough of is slug. We haven't hit enough. And some of you have said, well, you know, it's the guys that we trust and they've been here. But Mike just told me there was a rumor out there. If you missed it over the weekend, one of the big trades that happened in the major leagues is that the Red Sox traded one of the best hitters in the major leagues. Many of you may not have watched this guy, Rafael Devers. He's unbelievable. Even in the midst of controversy up there in Boston, he's been raking. So he goes to the Giants, Mike, for pitchers Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, and an outfield prospect, a kid named James Tibbs, and a rookie pitcher. So they gave up a lot to get him. The Giants were talking about. But they get one of the best hitters in the major leagues. And Mike, just you just said to me, what did you just say to me?
Yeah, apparently, according to a guy that covers the Red Sox in Boston, Sean McAdam of Mass Live, not masshole.com, Mass Live. You're not going to believe this. I'm at Revere Dog Park. I hear through the grapevine, Sox are talking to the Braves about moving Devers. No, in all seriousness, this article was picked up by Sports Illustrated. Apparently, the Braves, Padres, and Blue Jays, again,
what?
Per se, Sean McAdam. How about them apples? Sorry, I don't know. I'm doing all the Boston references. The departed. The Red Sox were not actively shopping Devers before trading him. As you said, it got to be untenable because they got a guy at first base and he's raking. So they wanted to DH because they brought in Alex Bregman. Again, I don't know how one franchise can move on from Mookie Betts and Rafael Devers in a five-year period, Carl. It kind of boggles the mind.
It does.
If you're, because, you know, the Red Sox are big spenders, and to act like you're, you know, well, like us or the Pirates or somebody who's not spending all that loot, it's kind of strange. But here's what I said to Carl. A team that won't give Max Fried the money, you know, that will never go for frontline anything, is going to give a guy who's making $300 million and under contract till he's 36 a deal? I couldn't see that happening.
Okay, so this is where I'm at. First of all, what's the old saying? You can't believe everything you read,
right,
and especially if it's on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But as good as Devers is, and don't get me wrong here, if there was a legitimate chance for us to get him, boy, our lineup changes tremendously. Okay, I'm just telling you. But I don't think that was real. Just because, and this is what I don't know, this is what we don't know. If the Braves, in fact, called, Mike, they could have been one of many teams that said, oh, hey,
right. Rumors
out there, you might be moving this guy. And then, just like with anything, guys, you get the price tag, what's it going to cost, and you go, thanks, and you hang up the phone. Just because we may have been interested doesn't mean that we were close,
right,
or that they were serious about maybe even pulling the trigger on this. But either way, that rumor, when Mike told me that, I said, there's no way I can believe they would have committed,
right,
from what we know, they don't commit like that to guys that have been here.
No, that's just it. I mentioned you take your pick. You know, you wouldn't give Freddie Freeman a 6-year. You're going to take a guy with 8 years left on his deal. Please, that just seems a bit much. I mentioned the first baseman. Yeah, Tristan Casas, he's the one who got hurt. Then they wanted Devers to play first. He said, blank you.
That's right.
And so it had gone south down there.
How do you say it?
Blank you.
Yes, that's right.
So here's the thing, though. Buster Posey, the all-star catcher.
He was great.
And he's now the GM. I was telling Carl, it's kind of cool. You got John Lynch with the 49ers, and Buster Posey is the GM, respectively, in the Bay Area with football and baseball. But he pulls off this trade. They move a hot pitching prospect who never really got some traction, a guy that they tried to use as a starter who's now more of a middle reliever closer, and a prospect that was a Florida State player. So they gave a lot of people, Baseball America said it's one-sided, C for the Red Sox and A for the Giants. One thing I didn't realize, the Giants have not had a 30 home run hitter
since
Barry Bonds, 2004.
Yeah, and I think Kent did it as well when he was there. Devers is a guy, though, that's one of the best players in major leagues. And so when word got out that they were trading him, everybody's like, and this gets back to, Mike, like the Luka trade.
Right.
If you're going to move a guy like this, and don't get me wrong, they got a nice haul for him. But I'm getting as many teams involved as possible.
I just think it goes national. You know, you call Buster Posey or Jeff Passan and go, hey, let everybody know, for sale sign.
Yes.
And get the best possible blockbuster deal. But you're right. There are a lot of similarities with how it worked between Dallas and L.A.
All right. So he is with the Giants. But look, I don't know if we called about him or not. If we did, so be it. And by the way, if we did, which we may or may not ever know, it tells you that they're doing what they need to be doing. There's no way Alex can sit there and be satisfied. For that matter, anybody in the front office can be satisfied with what they've seen this season so far. You can't just sit on this and keep praying and hoping to the baseball gods that this thing's going to turn around. So, you know, for Devers to have an opportunity to add a guy like that, I'm all in.
Like, and again, now one thing for certain, we always joke around about, you know, you never know about the deals that weren't consummated. And sometimes guys can say, well, we tried. Right? We tried to put a deal together. I mean, if this is out there, then at least the Braves, you know, were having a conversation.
That's right.
I don't know. Now, for all we know, Alex should have called Craig Breslow, or Breslow called Alex, and Alex goes, how's the weather up there? It's raining. Okay, goodbye. And that's all you got. Because it is hard to see how this could ever work, you know, or how you could. I mean, even if they wanted a catcher or something like that, it's just hard to. There's no way that it would make any sense to the fan base to take on that kind of contract.
All right. Just had to straighten that out, by the way. My man, Dominator, is here. He's behind the glass. Our executive producer, his name is Day-Day. He is here as well. We are glad that you're listening to Dukes and Bell, Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. We got to get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
The rain saved him. Look, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. J.J. Spahn still made an incredible putt. But when that rain delay came, and for those who did not watch the U.S. Open and the battle it was to fight Oakmont, J.J. started out where he bogeyed 5 of the first 6 holes. And you're going, he's about to blow this. He was great Thursday. He was good Friday. He's hanging in there Saturday. Right. And you're like, he's about to blow this. 96-minute rain delay, and he's in there getting his head right, regrouping, and he comes back out. And the thing about yesterday was, Mike, when it matters most, this guy got it done. 17, you're like, okay, is he going to hit a good drive or is he going to screw this up? And I'm just running this down to you because these are the moments that make champions.
Right.
He played his best 2 holes, the last 2 holes of the day. After this 96-minute rain delay, he's tied with Robin McIntyre. They come out, they're +1. Spahn makes an incredible drive on 17. And then you go, all right, you miss eagle, but he birdies. And you're like, okay, he's got a shot, but so does McIntyre. And all he needs to do is grab a par on 18. This is a wrap. And we all know how it ended. This was the birdie putt that won it.
To win the U.S. Open at Oakmont, one of the hardest, if not the hardest test in major championship golf. For the win, J.J. Spahn, ball up and over the ridge. It's on a very good line. This could go in. J.J. Spahn makes it! It's the biggest moment of his career. J.J. Spahn conquers Oakmont and is your 125th U.S. Open champion.
Unbelievable. And again, who doesn't root for the underdog? Now, again, this guy might never win another tournament in his life, but as you said, to bogey five of the first six holes you play, it's unheard of. And the other thing is, you know, left out of the analysis there is Victor Hovland's approach shot lands just outside of his. So Victor Hovland gives him a perfect read.
True.
And he kind of did, remember, was it DeMarco and Mickelson, like, running behind
to see.
you're not supposed to stand over the guy's shoulder. Now, I do it when Carl hits a putt if I got the same read, but that's not good golf etiquette. But he gets the perfect read from Victor Hovland, and he plays it to the perfect advantage, and that's amazing. So good for him, man. Great story. I was telling Carl, I had this Calcutta with my buddies. For those who don't know, it's basically everybody buys in. It could be $100 per man or $150 in our case, and you just bid on guys. And if you outbid, you get the guy. So everybody wanted Rory, or you know, I had DeChambeau. He obviously didn't even make the cut.
No.
So I always go for the Brits when in doubt. So I had Tyrrell Hatton, who imploded. I only bid $25. I would have won $1,800 on this clown.
Oh, it hurts.
And Tyrrell Hatton absolutely poops the bed down the stretch, has a minor meltdown, loses his stuff. Just unbelievable. But anyway, those are one of the storylines. McIntyre, the guy from Scotland, by the way, shaved, dude. He had that weird sort of neck beard. What's going on there, man? Looked like you just come off a bender in Carson City, Nevada or something. But anyway, he was in the clubhouse waiting to see where it was going to play out, but obviously never that close as JJ puts it away.
And if you don't play, here's where I'm going with this. When things start going bad, they go bad. If you could be playing and all of a sudden it not rain and you go, fellas, I need a break. I'm going to go in the clubhouse. I'm going to have a drink. I'm going to have some lunch, and I'm going to chill and come back out and regroup. You could possibly do this. That's what happened with this rain delay. And so when things were going bad and he starts five of his first six holes and you're going, whoo-hoo, it's going downhill, it's why it saved him. And luckily he was able to put it together. The back nine was exceptional for him. Congratulations to J.J. Spahn. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Mike, Thunder win on Friday. It's even NBA Finals 2-2. Game 5 tonight, 8:30. Thunder 9.5-point favorite. I want you to hear Rick Carlisle because he's like, okay, we've been in this thing, but now it's going to get difficult.
It's the ultimate effort, endeavor, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's long, it's arduous, but it's the greatest opportunity going. You know, it's the greatest opportunity going, and it's really hard, and it's supposed to be hard. You know, it's supposed to be hard, and this is where, you know, we're gonna have to dig in and circle the wagons and come back stronger on Monday. This is a big disappointment, but there's three games left.
He's a great coach. You know, he maximizes his roster. But again, I think it's like Superman stuff. You really need Halliburton to, again, no blank Sherlock. You need Halliburton to really just be elevating his game. But if he can't, they're not gonna get there. We do know he's got a great group of guys that mesh perfectly. We talked about Siakam. We talked about guys off the bench like Obi Toppin. So he's got the guys who can bring some defensive intensity. But it seems to me like Thunder's found their happy spot.
They found their balance. I agree. And it wouldn't surprise me if they win by 10 tonight because that's what they do at home. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Speaking of the NBA, Mike, Grizzlies trade Desmond Bane. I said Desmond Bane.
You think the Grizzlies are your friend. They've shipped you to a place with no state income tax.
Well, there's no state income tax in Tennessee, right?
That's correct.
It's a win.
Either way, Bane is winning.
To Orlando for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Seems like he's been in the league for like 80 years now.
Right.
Cole Anthony and four unprotected first-round picks, one first-round pick swap. That's a lot for Desmond Bane. Now, he's a really good player. But Desmond Bane is not like carrying teams. He's Mike, if you put him with us, he's a great.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Great shooter, and would he'd have 20 a night easy with Trey, right? Just like he did in Memphis.
Hey, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but you and I were just talking off the air. If that's what they got for Bane, what could we get for Trey?
It's a good question.
For the right team.
It's a good question.
You could reset your franchise, and if you do it right, if you do it like Oklahoma City.
Yeah, yeah. It's something, and that's why people get upset. I'm like, look, everything's on the table. I love Trey, but you got to look at all this stuff and say, hey, where are we going to be in 5, 6, 7 years?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.